Hello, this is Debbie.
Hey Debbie, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, good. I got your messages. I'm usually actually in at about 6 o'clock today, but I'm doing some construction actually right now on on my house. So
Oh.
that's the
That's what I understand that.
yeah. So that's what I'm working on.
Fun, huh? It's a lot of work.
I actually see it a little. I actually just got an email from your vendor. It's kind of the same attitude I have for customers right now. It's a rental. It's going to be a rental property, and right now I believe that we are in a very unique economic environment. And the customers, I kind of treat my rental properties as my own business, so to speak. And I think right now the ability to borrow money and invest it, I don't know if it's going to pay off in the next 3 to 5 years, but I think long term it is an amazing thing to have available. I am still. Sh it's shocking that you can borrow money as for investments. I mean, it's crazy.
How do you get that? Because I have visited banks and they just don't, like, we have property. We have, like, well, my husband has quite a few, but I have just a, I'd say six right now, and it's crazy. Like, they won't lend here.
I mean, why do you think we do a lot of business? You would be shocked. We have biz I have business owners that come into me that have I have a lot of customers that have 800 credit scores and multimillionaires, and dealing with their bank is the worst process ever. How do I do it?
I know.
Basically, I buy a place, I live in it for a year, I live well below my means, I rent it out. I buy a place, I live in it for a year. So I do the owner-occupied thing because contractually I'm only obliged to a year. But no, I mean, a lot of my what. That's kind of crazy on my side is a lot of my customers that I'm working with, they are just borrowing like crazy because our loans don't go under personal credit, they go under business credit. So when that same customer needs to go, they need to go get a home loan, their debt to income ratios. I mean, I have a customer right now that has $1 million out with us, and if you pull their credit report, it doesn't look like they have a dollar of debt because everything's underneath the business. So it's kind of cool. Let's bring up your file because I do have an update on it. Give me a second.
Well, I know Bo, you might want to talk to him about that aspect of getting business loans on his properties, but
No,
we
I mean,
haven't.
for we do it for equipment, and we also actually, it's kind of crazy. We have an unsecured cash loan program that's very popular right now. It's very interesting. Let's bring up your quote. Give me a second. Why is this not loading? Give me a second. Deborah, just to confirm, I've got your social as 271-74-1961. That's correct. All right, so give me one second. Your file's in underwriting review right now. They had one question for you. What are the does Genesis Marketing, does that operate out of your house right now, or what address does that operate out of?
Oh, it's both because we have one site, an office for the telemarketers and to be by, the mortgage business itself. And then me being the owner, I can, use my home computer for the other items that I need to work on. There's working in the business and then there's working on the business. So I work on the business from my home most of the time, but the telemarketers are working at on site.
Gotcha. Let me just put some notes in here.
But the prospective business would be ran from, my husband's office building. He has like commercial A space, rather like two huge commercial buildings.
Gotcha. So I just answered that question. I just sent an email literally while we're on the phone. So mm-hmm. I should have an answer for you later today. And just to kind of recap what we're looking to do is, and I like to speak frankly to clients. I understand the terms that I went over with startup funding is something that doesn't
not very
really,
lucrative. Yeah.
You know, it's basically, why isn't this not working? Sorry, it's not saving. Okay. Oh, there we go. No, my system was not saving the data. It's not that it's not lucrative. It's that it's expensive, and that for many customers that are used to getting very cheap money, it's a mm-hmm. something where they're just like, look, I can't do it. I'd rather pay cash. And for me, I tell them, hey, look, that's okay. My job is to fight for you and get you the best possible approval. And if the numbers mm-hmm. work, the numbers work. But I do encourage customers to kind of, I'm not pushing or selling anyone here, to kind of see it for what it is. When you talk about mm-hmm. a traditional loan, if you talk about, you're in the mortgage industry. So if you talk about a loan and you talk about paying a percent or two higher, and you're talking about a 30-year loan, every percent a loan goes up, there's 15% less affordability. The nice thing about equipment loans for businesses is we're not talking about a $500,000. And most importantly, we're not talking about, 30 years, because then you're talking about mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a huge, huge cost. The way that a lot of my customers, I have a lot of customers who have used this program. They've used mm-hmm. it to start to retain their liquidity. They've come back to me and they said, hey, look, Ruben, you know, it was expensive now, but we've got some history. So once we've been in business 2 years, we expect you guys to knock out of the park. That's fine. So with your scenario, I'm not going to push you here. I'm going to try to get you the best possible approval at better terms. But I would always mm-hmm. just encourage you to kind of see it as it is an avenue that if you are looking to not have any impact on your personal credit score and retain your cash,
mm-hmm.
it is something that I would ask someone to consider because it does have its place.
Okay.
But I'm not going to push anyone, tell them they have to finance. That's not my role here.
Yeah. I can see where it does.
Yeah.
Have it place. I can. I gotta, you know, figure it out. I'm just looking for alternatives.
Yeah. What else, by the way, while I've got you on the phone, what other options, let's say, you know, you get financing through us, or let's say you even don't, let's say you get no financing. What other options are you considering to pay for this equipment? Cash, credit cards, what are you using?
Yeah. Cash.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, equity lines.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
Okay. Is it important for you to have, do you care how this, any funding impacts your credit or no?
I will always protect my credit.
Okay.
It can never be, we don't do things unless we can pay it off.
Gotcha. But what I'm asking is, does it matter to you? I don't presume to know my customer's plans for the next 2 or 3 years, but does it make a difference for you of having any type of payment not be reflected on your personal credit report? Does that make any
okay.
difference to you, or do you not care?
Well, I always care because I don't know any other way.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know any other way. I would never default on anything or take a chance. It just, that's foreign to me.
Fair enough. Yeah, you pay your bills. You're very similar to myself.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, you need, when I went through tough times, I literally, you know, I ate food out of a can before I would mess my card up. But one thing I will let you know is, and I should have an answer for you today. If not, we're looking at tomorrow morning. We're just backed up in underwriting. Is
yeah.
if you get a funding transaction through Bank of Cardiff, and we put this in writing, whether it's the truck and or bins or even part of the bins, whatever you want, whether it's a
mm-hmm.
startup program or an existing
mm-hmm.
program, the financing exclusively goes, your credit is ran, your personal credit, of course, but the actual payment is not
mm-hmm.
reported to your personal credit. So if you look at, say, a traditional car loan, like you're talking about your bank or your truck loan, that's
mm-hmm.
obviously, it's going to be reported as a debt obligation. Debt to income ratio, same with a credit
mm-hmm.
card, it's going to go in your revolving balance. Any of the loans we provide cash capital loans for businesses that are
mm-hmm.
unsecured. We also provide equipment loans. But any of the loans our bank provides, they're not going to go on your personal credit. I just want to give you that information.
All right. I appreciate it because I'm going to have to think about what you're saying since this is like, you know, part of the growth.
Yeah. The whole, you know. It's sometimes it does come down and it's not a push. Startup financing has its place. Sometimes you have customers that do 2 or 3 year terms and just see the advantage. But one of the nice things about it is there are customers that come to me and say, hey, look, I don't like this startup payment. I don't blame them. But based on their plans, it's just a business decision for them where they're saying it is more important for me to pay you guys $300 or more a month than I'm comfortable with because when I need to run my credit in a year, I'm not going to have a $1,200 a month obligation. So that's not going to weigh into a factor. That's just the information I'm sharing with you.
Okay. So, and I just thought of something too, is that maybe I could establish a trade line and then pay it off.
I'm going to set you up with the best possible program and give you all the options. I like to give customers 2 or 3 options, not just take it or leave it. And I also don't give them 15 options because that's overwhelming. But with all of our transactions, what I would suggest is this. If your business will qualify for basically the spinoff and non-startup terms, you want to do a longer term because the longer the better, probably 3 to 5 years, probably more than that 4 to 5 year term. If you don't want to finance, let's say you get approved for standard startup financing, I'd probably suggest doing something shorter term, like 2 or 3 years to minimize the cost. As part of our contracts, we can often include a discount for paying off early. So if you want to pay off early, we can give you that advantage. But I don't want to quote you on something I don't have. So now that I've got the information I needed, I'll be following up with you a little later this afternoon. And then if it rolls over to tomorrow morning on the approvals, but just to confirm, any type of borrowing through us, it's not a personal loan, it's a business loan, and that will all be put in writing for you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great. All right.
I will talk to you soon.
See how this goes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.